Started to get tough.
Just straight away when I was 13, my mum was like, you know, oh, it's your 13th birthday, you're a teenager now.
Right.
And she gave us a quid to go and get a cake to celebrate it. Went to the supermarket, got a cake, and I just thought, I don't like the look of this. Don't like the look of the way the future is here.
On his 13th birthday.
Well, you were buying a cake. What did you see at the supermarket?
It was kind of like, I don't know, I suddenly felt grown up and I didn't like it.
But I think you were always about 58, really, with your outlook.
Well, yeah, my mum always said I was old. She said I was an old baby. She said I could frown before I could walk. So they always had a bit of a worry look on my face. Didn't say much, just always listened. My eyes moved about more than I did. Just sat there looking around, looking stressed.
My eyes moved about more than I did. Oh dear, couldn't walk. Well, I can't walk, but I'll try and get a bit of movement in my face. It's a workout, a baby workout. Hi, babies. Well, if you can't walk, what about your face? Let your face do the walking.
It sounds like that horror film. It sounds like Pilkington's Baby.
Yeah.
Just you lying there in your cot.
I didn't like all the stuff that's set up for you. Like, my mum tried to send me to like a nursery. I said, no, I'm not having this.
Just like that.
I said, when I'm older and I've got to go, I'll go, but let's leave out this bit. And she said, all right.
I love that he could reason with her. I love him. He's like, he's 3 years old with a pipe. She's going, you're going to nursery. She goes, I